Phoenix Audio presents.
The Best Laid Plans by Sidney Sheldon. Read by John Rubenstein. The first entry in Leslie Stewart's diary read, "Dear Diary, this morning I met the man I am going to marry." It was a simple, optimistic statement with not the slightest portent of the dramatic chain of events that was about to occur. It was one of those rare, serendipitous days when nothing could go wrong, when nothing would dare go wrong. Leslie Stewart had no interest in astrology, but that morning, as she was leafing through the Lexington Herald Leader, a horoscope in an astrology column by Zoltaire caught her eye. It read, "For Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, the new moon illuminates your love life. You are in your lunar cycle high now and must pay close attention to an exciting new event in your life. Your compatible sign is Virgo. Today will be a red letter day. Be prepared to enjoy it." Be prepared to enjoy what? Leslie thought wryly. Today was going to be like every other day. Astrology was nonsense, mind candy for fools. Leslie Stewart was a public relations and advertising executive at the Lexington, Kentucky firm of Bailey and Tompkins. She had three meetings scheduled for that afternoon, the first with the Kentucky Fertilizer Company, whose executives were excited about the new campaign she was working up for them. They especially liked its beginning, "If you want to smell the roses." The second meeting was with the Breeders' Stud Farm, and the third with the Lexington Coal Company. Red Letter Day?